This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Their final thrust of brutality and their last war crime that they hope to inflict upon the people of Gaza. Keep them in your dua and don't allow the lack of international movement or international interest in this dampen your own interest in something that should continue until the cause has been resolved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easier for them, inshallah, and protect them. يروي الإمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند صحيح عن عائشة أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها قالت قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Hadith 9 collection of Imam al-Tirmidhi in his jami' and his sunan, and it has an authentic chain narration to us by Aisha Umm al-Mu'mineen as well. All three hadith this week will be narrated by Aisha. So yesterday it was, today and tomorrow as well, to kind of conclude the concept or the issue, the topic of issues of marriage. And it's impossible to actually cover issues. If you go to Bab al-Nikah in any book of hadith, it's hundreds of hadith. So there's no way for me to cover this in any form or manner. I'm just going to, every couple of months, maybe come back and do 10 hadith or something, just to encourage people not only to pursue it for those who haven't, but also for those who have to maintain it appropriately. And it's a big part of being a human being, aside from just being a Muslim. Who you are in your home with your spouse and your children is a big part of who you are, if not exactly who you are. So what she said, alayhi sallallahu anha, about the Prophet, or what the Prophet alayhi sallallahu said in this hadith narrated by Aisha, and this summarizes basically the whole thing. It's a really short hadith. I've narrated it at least twice before in different for different reasons, like in different series that I've run. But I can't conclude the series tomorrow without at least bringing your attention to this hadith for you to think about. What he said, alayhi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, khayrukum li ahlihi, wa ana khayrukum li ahli. So the best of you are the best of you, li ahlihi. And ahlihi is not his family. No. Ahlihi is his spouse. And those who come from your spouse. Like whoever she gave birth to, whoever she's caring for, that's who it is. Ahl is not your parents. Ahl is not your family. No. They have names. Walidain and you have arham. They all have names. Ahl is your spouse. And anyone that the children you had from her specifically, or the ones that she's caring for. So the best of you are the best of you towards their spouses. And then to make this even more difficult, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ajma'in, he had to add the last piece, because up to here we can live with it. But now he's going to make it, wa ana khayrukum li ahli, and I'm the best of you towards my spouses, or towards my wives. Why? Because now he is forcing you to use him alayhi salatu wasalam as the standard. Now you have to understand that this is something that it's not just a phrase that is used, that can be interpreted in different ways. No, he is in the race as well, alayhi salatu wasalam. His hat's in the race and he's a part of this. And he is saying that my standard is the standard that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is holding you to, yawm al-qiyam, and the way I treated my wife throughout my life. If you want to know how he did that, go read and be extremely upset at the end of it. Yeah, when you read how he treated his wives, alayhi salatu wasalam, you're not going to be very, it's not going to end well for you, just so you know. It won't end well. You read and after the third or fourth, you'll just close the book and like, okay, I get it. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajma'in. Sabruhu wa hilmuhu wa rifquhu wa mahabbatuhu alayhi salatu wasalam. His perseverance and his patience and his kindness and his tenderness and his love, alayhi salatu wasalam. There's so many hadith. I'll just bring this one before we go. This is what Aisha says, and the hadith is in Tabarani fil Awsat in Sahih. قَالَتْ مَا دَخَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ بَيْتَهُ إِلَّا ضَاحِكًا بَسَّامًا. He never entered his house except he was smiling and he was laughing. Allahu Akbar. I don't think I've ever done that. Yeah, you forget about doing it every time. May Allah forgive us. But that's how he entered his house, alayhi salatu wasalam. He would take a moment and make sure when he entered his home, his wife is waiting to greet him, and he enters with a smile on his face, and he's laughing and he's making sure people look forward to seeing him, alayhi salatu wasalam, even though that's very hard sometimes when you're running a country. Not that I would know. It's hard to do it when you're just going to a regular job on a daily basis and just dealing with people. Imagine running a country. Imagine you have to dealing with every person's, everyone's, every Muslim's problems and all of their complaints and their concerns, and doing that, and then coming at the end of the day and finding enough in you to smile and be happy with you, with your spouse. But he did it, alayhi salatu wasalam, because this is the standard he's holding himself to. And I think it's something worthy of contemplation. يروي إمام الترمذي في جامعه بسند صحيح عن عائشة أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها قالت قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك.